Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. New words. Bingo, noun. A game with numbers, which lots of people play together. Sawdust, noun. Something that is made when you cut wood. A garage, noun. A shop where you can buy a car. Oil, noun. Something that you put in a car, and you can put different oil on your skin or hair. A brain, noun. You think with your brain. Chapter 1. The Reader of Books. Parents are strange people. They can have the most horrible child in the world and still think that their child is wonderful. But sometimes you meet a parent who is just not interested in their child. And that, of course, is much, much worse. Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood were parents like these. They had a son called Michael and a daughter called Matilda. And Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood did not like Matilda. They thought that she was a boring problem, and they were waiting for her to get older and leave home. Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood wanted Matilda to disappear into another village or even into another country. It is always bad when a parent does not like their child, but with Matilda, it was much worse because Matilda was special. She was intelligent and thoughtful, and she could learn anything very quickly. But because Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood were so stupid and thought only about their own boring little lives, they did not see this. Matilda's brother, Michael, was a very normal child, but Matilda was not. Before she was 1 1/2, Matilda could speak like an adult. Then she started finding newspapers and letters and things around the house and teaching herself to read. When she was 4 years old, she could read fast and well and was becoming interested in books. There was only one book in the Wormwood house, and it was a book called Easy Cooking. Matilda read Easy Cooking from beginning to end again and again until she knew every word. Then she decided that she wanted something more interesting.
"Daddy," she said one day, "please can you buy me a book?"
"Why do you want a stupid book?"
"I want to read it, Daddy."
"We've got a TV, my girl. A beautiful, big, new TV. And now you're asking for a book? You can't have everything."
Nearly every afternoon during the week, Matilda's parents left her alone in the house. Her brother, who was 9, went to school. Her father went to work, and her mother went to play bingo in a town 8 miles away. Mrs. Wormwood loved bingo and played it every afternoon. One afternoon, Matilda decided to walk to the village library. When she arrived, she introduced herself to the woman who worked there, Mrs. Phelps.
"May I sit here for a while and read a book, please?" Matilda asked nicely.
Mrs. Phelps was very surprised to see a small girl in the library without an adult, but she just said, "Of course, you are very welcome."
"Where are the children's books, please?" asked Matilda.
"They're on that side of the library," said Mrs. Phelps, pointing to them. "Shall I help you to find a book with lots of nice pictures in it?"
"No, thank you," said Matilda. "I can find some books myself."
After that, every afternoon, while her mother was at bingo, Matilda went to the library. She sat there for 2 wonderful hours in a chair in the corner, reading book after book. Mrs. Phelps often watched her. She was very interested in this little girl who loved books so much. One day, after a few weeks, Mrs. Phelps noticed that Matilda was walking around the library looking for a new book. "Can I help you, Matilda?" she asked.
"I don't know what to read next," said Matilda. "I finished all the children's books."
"Do you mean that you've looked at all the pictures?" said Mrs. Phelps.
"Yes, but I've read the books too. Some of them were not very good, but others were lovely. I liked The Secret Garden best. I loved it when Mary found the garden behind the big wall."
Mrs. Phelps looked at Matilda. "How old are you, Matilda?" she asked.
4 years and 3 months, said Matilda.
Mrs. Phelps was very surprised, but she did not show that to Matilda. "What book would you like to read next?" she asked.
"I would like a good one that adults read," said Matilda. "I'd like to read a famous one."
Mrs. Phelps thought carefully. How do you choose a famous adult book for a 4-year-old girl? She asked herself. She walked slowly around the library and then chose a big book and gave it to Matilda. "Try this," she said. "It's very famous and very good. If it's too long, I'll find you something different."
"Great Expectations," Matilda read, "by Charles Dickens. Thank you, Mrs. Phelps. I'd like to read it very much."
For the next few afternoons, Matilda sat in the library and read Great Expectations from beginning to end. She stayed in her chair and only moved when she needed to turn a page. Mrs. Phelps could not stop watching her. It was so strange to see this little person enjoying a great big book by Charles Dickens. Mrs. Phelps always felt sad when she had to cross the room and say, "It's 10 to 5, Matilda. The library is going to close soon."
"I loved Great Expectations," Matilda said at the end of the week. "Has Mr. Dickens written any other books?"
"Yes, he's written many," said Mrs. Phelps. "Shall I choose you another?" Over the next 6 months, Matilda read book after book. Mrs. Phelps helped her to borrow books, and Matilda began taking them home and reading them in her bedroom. Often, she made herself some hot chocolate because it was so lovely to read her book with a nice drink in the empty house. She learned about new places and discovered exciting people. It was like travelling around the world from her little room in an English village.